Hey GWA Backstage, this is Dixie Blue Princess, and I decided I was going to go ahead for another questionnaire. I have not had the time to record another Gone Wild audio track recently. I was traveling for the weekend and I had a busy week before that, but I promise another one is coming, hopefully tomorrow, if not tomorrow, on Wednesday. And I'm going to get back to the swing of things. I have some script ideas and things I might want to do, but in the meantime, I wanted to give you guys another questionnaire for those of you who wanted to hear my voice. I know it's been a little while. I am going to do Petal's fifth questionnaire by Petal Baby. No, I have not done 1 through 4, but maybe I'll just do them backwards or do them in any other order. I really like the questions that they ask, so I'm going to go ahead and go for it and not ramble for an hour before I start and just get on with the first question. So, first question is, what is your love language? And for those of you who don't know, it lists them. There's words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, or physical touch. My love language is undoubtedly physical touch. I am a cuddler. I am a very physically affectionate person. And I think there is so much value behind just a simple gesture like holding hands or giving someone a hug or caressing their cheek or putting your hand on someone's thigh while you're driving. Like, there's so much that can be communicated through touch, and I think it's so undervalued. I just think it's something people underestimate the feeling of, and it can be, you know, friendly and kind, or it can be sexy and sensual. Like, touch can do so many things, and I think it's personally just underrated. So physical touch is definitely mine. Number 2, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? So my favorite kink undoubtedly is a daddy kink, daddy dom little girl, not incestual. I'm definitely not into the whole incest part, but just the power dynamic and kind of the relationship type that goes along within that. And I don't really know how I found it. This is going to sound so cheesy and so stereotypical, but I've kind of always had a taste for older men, and that, I guess, evolved into some of my friends making, like, daddy jokes, and I never really took it seriously until I kind of started to wonder, like, is this a thing? Like, you kind of always hear about girls that call their male partners daddy, but you don't always... I never thought much about it, and then I just kind of did some research. I used to run a kink blog 4 or 5 years ago that had a lot of like daddy dom little girl content on it, and I just really came to love it, and I still love it, but I don't really have an answer as to how. I just kind of did my own research and it came about. I didn't have like a defining moment that made me say, yeah, that's what I'm into. It just kind of grew gradually over time into my obsession that it is now. But how I found GWA, I'm going to answer that anyways. It all started, I would try to find erotic audio on YouTube. If any of you know, you don't find much except for people like grunting and kind of moaning into usually a really shitty microphone for like 10 minutes. And there were some that were good, and I ended up finding someone who I still am subscribed to on Patreon to this day. But his audio is like weren't enough. And he specifically is an Irish person who does erotic audio on Patreon, and I kind of just wondered, like, are there other accents, are there other things? And I actually went searching for Australian accents, and in searching for, like, googling, like, male erotic Australian audio, I found Gone Wild Audio, and I've never looked back. Okay, question number 3, what do you wear to bed? I usually only wear a t-shirt. I hate sleeping in bottoms of any kind. Like, when I say a t-shirt, I only mean a t-shirt. I don't even wear underwear, like, just big t-shirt, for mobility reasons, I guess, and most of the time I fall asleep listening to GWA, so having my lower region free just kind of makes sense. I sleep naked sometimes, but normally just in a big t-shirt, nothing, no fancy pajamas. Number 4, where are you answering this questionnaire? I am answering it in my bedroom, on my bed. My cat's at my feet. One of my cats is at my feet. I have 2. She's licking herself. She's hanging out. So, yep, that's where I am. Number 5, what's your favorite kind of soup? Ooh, definitely like a chicken tortilla soup. Sometimes people call it like chicken taco soup. Chilies in particular is a restaurant I can think of that has a really good one. It's the perfect like texture, perfect density. It's usually kind of creamy, but not like thick, and you get chicken and cheese and tortilla strips and usually like beans or pico and avocado, and oh, it's so good. And it's usually kind of spicy, which is like my favorite. Number six, how do you pronounce the word? I'm just gonna read these words. I say these words as caramel, data, route, pecan, aunt, envelope, pajamas, and crayon. 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 I've always thought that was a weird word, and every time I say it, I'm like, I feel the need to correct myself like 10 times over, like I just did. Number seven, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? Probably not. I don't know. I guess some people can, but I don't care to. I don't know. That just doesn't appeal to me. I'd rather have sex with someone else. Number eight, say your partner, potential significant other, is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Probably music, which I know is a very stereotypical answer. It's probably a very cliche answer, but I not so much anymore, but when I was younger, I used to be involved with a lot of music and musical theater. I spent a couple of years at an art school, and I really love music, even if I no longer really play or perform it. And I love when people can be passionate about a genre or an artist or an instrument or something without being like really egotistical about their knowledge. Like when they know a lot and they're willing to share it and broaden people's horizons to a specific artist or genre or whatever, it's nice when they can be knowledgeable but be open and not think they're some elitist for having knowledge of that specific thing. I don't know. I just really like that. So probably music, as common of an answer as that might be. Number nine is dating wise. How old is too old for you and how young is too young? I don't think I could date someone younger than me. I even have a problem dating people my own age, let alone younger. I don't think I could do anyone younger than me. But how old is too old for me? I would probably gladly date a guy into his 50s if he was the right person. I don't know if I'd go older than that though. I don't know. I've never been with somebody that much older than me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. There are a lot of like really attractive older men that there, which I already said I'm kind of into older men anyways, but there's some men that are in their 50s I would definitely consider. Number 10, has anyone ever told you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? No. Not that I recall. I don't think I sound like anybody. Not that I think my voice is special or unique or super different. I don't think I sound like anybody, and I don't think anyone else does either. Ooh, I like this question. Number 11, how old do you think your listeners think you are? I don't know, and I want you to tell me what you think. I don't think I mentioned my age in my last backstage audio, and if I did, don't go listen. Don't go listen and cheat. I don't think I did, but I want to know how old you think I am. Because I'm curious. People either tend to guess older or younger. People never seem to get it. But I wouldn't know. So you tell me. Number 12, are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I don't think I'm a picky eater. I'm open to a lot of things, but there are also maybe a handful of things I don't like that I know I won't eat. Like, I hate whole tomato. I'll eat pasta sauce, I'll eat salsa, I'll eat ketchup, but I won't eat like sliced tomato on a sandwich. I think it's so gross. Like, bleh, I don't know. I don't like it at all. I won't eat coconut. Coconut flavor is okay. Like, coconut rum and stuff like that is fine, but I hate the texture of it. It's like weirdly crunchy but like gritty. I don't know. I don't like coconut. Don't like grapes. And I don't like lemon. But those are really like the handful of like absolute no's that I can think of. But is there a food I like that most other people don't? I love fish. Like all kinds of fish. I don't really have a preference. I just love fish. So I'll eat fish. I feel like more people now will eat fish than they would maybe like 5 to 10 years ago. I feel like it's becoming more common, but I know plenty of people that still won't eat it. So fish for me would probably be the one thing. Number 13, is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I don't really know. As far as a country, I would really like to go to Japan. I think Japan just looks cool. I think there's a lot of awesome things in Japan to see and to visit and all that. So probably Japan if I had to pick. Number 14, can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? I personally could not. I know some people don't believe in it or don't believe true love exists, but whether it's romantic or friendship or just some sort of companionship, I think everyone wants that subconsciously, even if they don't think they're looking for it outwardly. Like, everyone wants to belong somewhere. And I think at the end of the day, it kind of boils down to everyone wants to experience some sort of love, even if they don't think of it as love. I think it's just something people need, even if they don't think they do. Number 15, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Definitely blue skies. I'm from a sunny state. I was born in summer. I'm a summer child. Summer and spring, but definitely blue skies. Number 16, what were your favorite shows as a child? Pokemon, number one that comes to mind. I had a Pokemon bedroom. I still love Pokemon, but Pokemon was like my beginning of everything. I really like Digimon too. And when I think about it, I really like Nickelodeon cartoons. Like, Nickelodeon had the best cartoons, I think. I mean, I liked a little bit of everything, but Nickelodeon by far was, like, the best. So, like, Hey Arnold, Rocket Power, Rugrats, all that stuff. I'm sure there's more, but those were just a few that came to mind. Number 17, what is your favorite protein? A meat, or if you're a vegan, it'd be beans, soy, etc. I'm not a vegan. My favorite protein is chicken. I could eat chicken all day. I think there's so much you can do with chicken. I'm not a huge red meat person. Like, once in a while, I really get a hankering for a good steak. But mostly chicken. I don't eat a lot of red meat. I don't know. I just don't crave it more often than not. Number 18, are you interested in true crime? Not really. I mean, kind of. If you like true crime, this is really the only true crime thing I'm into. BuzzFeed has a series called BuzzFeed Unsolved, and they have a true crime portion, and they have a supernatural portion. They're both really good, for what it's worth. But their true crime series, I think, is just really well done and interesting. And, like, it's funny. It's not, like, this dark, serious, scary thing to watch. It's funny, and it's humorous, and I think that's why I like it. But I'm not really into the true crime stuff. Like, it's cool. I'll read about things or watch certain things, but it's not, like, a hot, quote-unquote, hobby of mine like it is for some people. 19, what are your hard limits sexually? Anything that involves body fluids that aren't, like, already part of sex, like, I'm fine with cum. That's a given. I would think most people are. But, like, no scat, no blood, God forbid, no vomit. Ugh, I don't even understand that one. The only, like, this is gonna sound weird. Some people are into pee. I don't want to be peed on, but if someone asked me to pee on them, I'd probably do it, which I know is, like, so one-sided, and so hypocritical, but I could deal with it. But anything else, I just don't think I could. Yeah, I don't know, a lot of bodily fluids or substance and stuff I'm not really here for. Number 20, do you like reality television? I do, but I don't watch it as much as I used to. I used to definitely be all about, like, that super trashy reality television life, but I just don't, like, I don't have a complete cable package right now, so I don't get a lot of channels that do that, and I don't watch a lot of TV anyways, but I do like reality TV, whenever I do get to watch it, so, yeah. 21, what do you think of pegging? Never tried it, but I'm here for it. I'm not against it. I've just never tried it, but I'm here for it. I'm down. I don't really have any other thoughts on it other than, yes, accepted, cool, whatever you want to say. Okay, number 22, how would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? So when I think of kids, I think of, like, little kids, but I also kind of think of, like, teenagers in high school up to a certain age. I think kids are just so more open and like honest about that. Adults, I maybe it's just the adults I know, have such a freaking hard time trying just like be honest about their relationships and dating and what they want. Like, kids have it easy. Kids have no shame. Kids just say I like you and get it over with. Adults make it so complicated. I mean, not all of them, but I feel like a lot of them do. 23, do you like raw onions in your food? Yes, I love onions. I wouldn't eat an onion like an apple. I'm not that crazy about them, but I do love onion. Onion makes like everything taste better. 24, can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Yes, I am currently doing it. I know you can't see, but I am doing it right now as I'm recording, holding it both hands. I can do it in both hands, actually. So, huh, new talent for me. 25, when sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I prefer full-on cuddling, but I can deal with touching a little bit. Like I already said, I'm a cuddly, affectionate person. I do get that some people just don't like to be touched for one reason or another. I respect boundaries, but I prefer to be either full-on cuddling or at least touching to some extent. 26, do you shop at Costco or any member-based shopping center? Costco, yes. Not anything else. Costco is great. Costco has everything. 27, what is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? I.e. medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot-tall woman, etc. That's actually a good one. Being a high school student again and, like, getting with a teacher, I'm about that. I would definitely do that. Another one that I guess isn't impossible, but impossible for me personally because I don't think I could go through with it. I've always loved the idea of, like, being the other woman to a really attractive married guy, which I know is, like, not uncommon. It's not impossible. For me personally, it would be. I just don't think I could actually go through with it. I'm too guilty for that. So, yeah. What's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? Wow. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, I think of things I wore that were popular in, like, my early teens, like, preteen years. I just think I looked atrocious back then. I don't necessarily think it was because anything I wore. I think I just looked like a monster back then. Oh, this is super random. I'm probably going to be the only person that says this. But I know when I was a kid, it was really popular. You had, your sneakers were either Converse or Vans, and the big thing was to have your friends, like, draw all over them and just make a mess out of them. I used to do it. Like, I used to absolutely do it, and I would write stuff on all my shoes, and I never kept a pair of shoes clean for more than a day once I wore them to school. Now I can't do that. I'm not a neat freak about my shoes, but I like to keep them clean and looking nice, and I can't believe I ever let friends or even let myself put ink and marker and a bunch of stuff all over them. I just can't imagine that. And it looked awful. Like, your shoes looked so junky and gross after a week. Yeah. Can't believe I ever did that. Could not do that now. That would drive me crazy. What is your favorite accent? Also, please describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. My favorite accent is Australian. Oh my god. I'm a week for Australian accents. And there's not enough on GWA. I can think of maybe, like, 3 or 4 Australian voices, male voices on Gone Wild Audio, and I need more. So if you're out there and you're Australian and you're a guy and you're listening, please make some audio. I am begging you. Your accent is my favorite and there is not enough. But as for qualities of a voice that would draw me in, I always want to default to saying deep voices, but that's not necessarily true. I like a lot of different voice qualities. I think there's a sort of naturalness and genuineness that I like to hear. You know, it's almost painful to hear someone making an audio and it sounds like they're reading a script, or it sounds like they don't believe what they're saying, or they don't believe in the scene that they're creating, and I think that's what's most important. Voice doesn't necessarily have to be deep, but there just has to be a sort of sincerity in it, in the character or the scene that they're portraying. I think that's what's most important. It's kind of like acting, you know, if you don't believe it, your viewers won't either, or your listeners won't either. So that's what I think is most important. Number 30, do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I definitely flirt back sometimes. I don't mind people sending me messages or flirtatious comments. You know, it's I think it's part of kind of the fun of this. Like, yes, this is an outlet for me, but it's also an outlet for other people who listen, so I get why people want to get flirty or whatever sometimes. I do flirt back sometimes, just because it's fun. And if people are being nice and they're not being just, like, raunchy and rude, I don't see the harm in it. And I don't mind it. I definitely tend to flirt back. Sometimes I think when people just say thank you, this isn't everybody, this is just my perspective, if you just say, oh, thank you, it can come off a little stoic or impersonal, and I just like to be kind of personable with people that listen to my audios, because it's a personal part of me, you know? I do this for a reason, because it's part of who I am, so why wouldn't I want to carry that on throughout conversation that follows? Let's see, 31, do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Not at all. I actually like it. As long as you're not calling me again something like raunchy or dirty right off the bat, you can call me whatever pet name you can think of. That is cute. I will probably melt for it. 32, what are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Eyes are a big one for me, and I tend to, like, really be a sucker for blue eyes, but even if you don't have blue eyes, if you just have, like, these genuine, shiny, expressive eyes, I am all here for it. Also, beards. I love facial hair. Doesn't even have to be, like, a full beard. It can just be, like, a nice shadow, a shorter beard. As long as it's just even, I'm fine with it. But I love facial hair. Number 33, can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all of your fingers and toes? I'm, like, counting. I need, like, a full hand and a couple fingers, but I have not filled up two hands. So, yeah, there's that. And the last question, have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? No, I haven't, because I am dumb and I am too nervous. I've shared messages or commented on some people I really like, but my absolute favorite poster, I don't have it in me to say anything on, not on this account, on a former account that I used for GWA. I did leave a comment on one of his, it gives you a hint, his, the male, one of his audios, and he replied, and I was like, oh, like, I got really stupidly, like, excited and happy about it. But he doesn't post a lot, and his audios are kind of few and far between, but God, he is, like, my absolute favorite. I'm fangirling right now, if you couldn't tell, but I haven't had the courage to say anything yet, because I don't know if he's ever online, so it's like, why, I could just say, oh, I like your audios, but that's so generic, and I don't know, you know, but yeah, no, haven't spoken to my favorite poster on GW already. I listen to his audios. For what it's worth, his Soundgasm account is, like, saved in my favorites on my phone to listen to. I love his audios. He uses one pet name in particular that just, makes every hair on my body stand on edge, and I'm gonna stop rambling on before it gets weird. But yeah, no, have not talked to my favorite poster on GWA yet. Maybe someday. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but that was Petal's fifth questionnaire that I completed. I hope you guys liked it. Like I said, I'm gonna have an erotic audio coming soon, just because I haven't done it yet doesn't mean it's not coming, and I have some ideas, so hopefully tomorrow or Wednesday there's one up. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed listening to me. Feel free to comment or send me a message, talk about anything you heard in this audio. That's more than welcome, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.